Hello, and welcome to Lawful Insight. My name is Attorney Tricia Morales Padilla, and in these podcasts, I'm going to be bringing you bite-sized pieces of information to help navigate your road for divorce and custody issues and hopefully make them a little less bumpy. If you have any questions while you're listening to this, you can check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com, or you can give us a call at 210-410-8013. So today I want to talk to you guys a little bit about mediation. I get a lot of questions about mediation. Is it right for your case? Is it something that you should do? And so I want to talk to you guys a little bit about that. First, I want to talk about how mediation was before the pandemic, because everything was a little bit different, and then how it exists today via Zoom, and then if it's something that you should consider and if it's right for your case. So before the pandemic, for those of you who haven't been to mediation, what happens is you would go to a location, whether it be the mediator's office or another attorney's office, and both parties would be there with their attorneys, if both sides have attorneys, and the mediator. And generally, it starts out where you're all in one room. The mediator goes over the rules and kind of what's expected, kind of gets a broad detail of the issues in the case and what's before them today. And then they normally put you guys in breakout rooms with your attorney, and the mediator will go back and forth. Now, generally in mediation, you have a proposal, or the other side starts with what they propose, and then the mediator kind of takes that back and forth, working through the issues with each side to see what you can agree on and how can best settle this case or your case. Now, today, via Zoom, at least how it is right now, is everybody kind of logs on to Zoom. Some mediators do still offer in person, and then some of them do strictly via Zoom. Other ones, you can pick which one you want. But at this point, if you log on to via Zoom, they will still put you into breakout rooms with your attorney, but obviously you're all at your own location, whether it be you're at the location with your attorney or if you're all in your own separate location. And the mediator still goes back and forth, kind of working through all of the issues and deciding how to best settle the case by getting proposals from you and what you are willing to concede on, what's more important, what's something that's a sticking point for you. Now, as far as it being best for your case, some counties require mediation before a final hearing. So depending on the county that you're in, you may not have a choice. You may have to go to mediation in a good faith attempt to settle your case. Other counties leave it up to you if it's something that you think that you can settle. I always tell my clients that mediation is always something that's good to try if both parties are willing to go in good faith. And this is why. Because if you go to mediation, you have control over what you are willing to settle on and what you're not willing to settle on. So if you have certain issues that you're hard and fast on and you're not willing to budge on these, but other ones that you may be willing to budge, you have control over that. And so you have more control over your case than if you were just to not settle in mediation and go to a final hearing. You're going to put all of your case on through your attorney, and it's going to be totally up to the judge. You're going to have no control over how the judge decides, and at that point, it is what it is. So I always let people know, even though, of course, you're not going to walk away from mediation being 100% happy, right? You're going to get some of the things that you wanted and some of the things that the other party wants. But that will be one of the ways that you still are in control of how the case gets settled. So if you have any other questions, give us a call, 210-410-8013. Thanks again for listening to the podcast, Lawful Insight. And again, you can always check us out on the web at MoralesPadillaLaw.com. Thanks.